As the U.S. struggles to contain the coronavirus, let's go now to Southern California. L.A. County, the nation's most populous county, had its highest single-day tally of new cases yesterday, bringing its total to more than 100,000. Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered bars in L.A. County and six others to close. Here he is explaining that decision at a briefing yesterday.
Many people were not necessarily being as responsible as they otherwise, well, as we would like them to be as it relates to social distancing, people that weren't wearing their face masks. We need to take further steps, and that's exactly what we did by closing down some of the areas of concern.
Several other counties were advised to follow suit. As you may remember, California was the first state to institute stay-at-home orders and worked aggressively to curb the spread. So what's gone wrong? Let's bring in KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier. And Jackie, today Anthony Fauci in testimony said there's going to be a lot of hurt if people don't follow guidelines. Is it as simple as saying that when there was a slight opening, people just abandoned protections and so we're seeing the spread a few weeks later?
Well, I mean, that's definitely part of it. It correlates pretty clearly to the lifting of restrictions by the state, which, you know, allowed sectors of the economy to reopen. Governor Newsom initially proposed a much slower approach, but after getting a lot of heat from businesses and faith groups, he decided to reopen much faster. And he also left a lot of the decisions about which businesses could reopen up to individual counties. So we had this really weird kind of patchwork for a few weeks where, you know, hair salons were open in one county, but they were closed in others. And that messaging really confused people. We had, you know, public officials reopening businesses, but at the same time telling people to stay home. There was also a lot of confusion on the business side. They didn't understand what their responsibilities were as far as, you know, making people wear face masks or letting people into the store depending on the business, because those were different depending on the county. So with businesses reopening, people, especially young people, took that as a sign that it was safe to go out, gather with friends or family. And our cases and death rates really started rising 2 weeks later.
Well, and there's also resistance. We saw the video of the woman in a Trader Joe's screaming at people who are asking her to wear a mask to come into the store. To her, it was a political issue. These were Democrats, you know, who were, you know, taking her rights. How big a factor is that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that video was in Orange County, which is a neighboring county to Los Angeles County. They have a lot more Republicans elected there, and they have been pushing back on the mask mandate quite a bit. We're now seeing cases rise in Orange County, which is kind of changing the conversation there. You know, recently they decided not to push back against the governor's mask order, for example, because their cases are increasing dramatically.
Well, back to L.A. County, the director of health services said the daily number of new cases there could be up five times the peak of what L.A. County experienced in late March, early April. So it's not just coming back, it's coming back with a vengeance, and it could drastically burden the healthcare system. So what's the hospitalization rate? How close are hospitals to reaching capacity?
Yeah, well, L.A. is California's COVID-19 hotspot. It is the most populous county in the state with more than 10 million people. But when you control for that, the infection rate is very high. Health officials announced yesterday that one in 140 county residents, they estimate, are infected and out and about. They're not isolated. Hospitals in L.A. could run out of beds in the next 2 weeks and ICU beds sometime next week. We were told at a press conference yesterday by county health officials that hospitals are prepared. They're ready to implement their surge plans, and that would include canceling non-emergency operations and turning other parts of the hospital, like the emergency room, into COVID treatment areas.
Well, we spoke of people who think this is a political issue, and Governor Newsom tweeted, "California's response to COVID is based on science." Then there are people who might accept that, but think that they're just not vulnerable. And that's, of course, young people. We saw a lot of pictures of them on the beaches, at bars. Is there a sense that they may shift their behavior?
Well, I mean, we can look at the data. Most of the growth in cases is in young people. In LA County, 40% of the new cases are in people under the age of 40. When businesses began to reopen, people just didn't take it as seriously. And we don't have the numbers that was seen on the Eastern Seaboard. I mean, California is a very large state, most people don't know anyone who has gotten sick or died from it. So they just really didn't take it as seriously.
Well, and here we're coming up on the 4th of July weekend. Beaches closed in L.A. County, but not in the rest of the state. So this might be an example of what you were saying. It's patchwork.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fireworks displays are canceled in most places, as are any gatherings. So hopefully people keep that in mind and, you know, stay apart for this 4th of July.
Jackie Fortier, health reporter for KPCC. Thank you so much.
Thanks.